This is the wire for 1600 Zulu, March 28th, 2024. Precedence is routine. Information cutoff is 1500. Bottom line up front. Stabbing attack in Illinois kills four. Central planning of food supply continues. Beginning with international events, in Russia, following the Moscow terror attack, Russia has begun the mass deportation of migrants. On the home front, in Illinois, a stabbing attack in Rockford leaves four dead and seven wounded. The attack occurred during what is described as a home invasion attempt. The suspect has been identified as Christian Soto, who was arrested shortly after the attack. In Kentucky, a large fire broke out at a fueling depot in Bowling Green yesterday. The Com Fuel site on Raven Avenue adjacent to Route 68 caught fire, prompting local evacuations. The cause of the fire is under investigation. In Texas, following the passing of the thousand-page trillion-dollar spending bill, citizens are becoming aware of what was contained in the bill. One such measure recently identified is the provision for the tracking of all beef cattle in the United States. A $15 million provision was made for implementing the electronic tracking infrastructure. Also in Texas, yesterday Governor Abbott signed Executive Order GA-44, mandating the restriction of certain speech on college campuses. Analysts comment. As with all executive actions resulting in the restriction of any form of speech whatsoever, reading the executive order in its entirety, especially the statutes and legal definitions cited therein, is strongly recommended. Analyst comments for this wire. For many years, beef cattle in the United States have already been tracked in many different ways, from the old techniques of branding to the implementation of modern RFID ear tags. The cattle industry in the United States is already highly documented. This is to ensure everything from disease control to ownership rights are all recorded and tracked. The implementation of a federal system is almost certainly intended to centralize control of the beef industry, and has already immediately resulted in governments ordering farmers to reduce cattle stock in Europe. As many are aware via the overwhelming farmer protests in Europe, the crackdown on food production under the guise of the climate agenda is but a flimsy excuse to reduce alternative access to food supply. Throughout the history of man, the centralization of a society's food supply has led to only one outcome. However, due to the overwhelming pushback from the entire cattle industry, combined with the unique diplomatic atmospherics in Texas, where the majority of cattle is raised, it is unclear as to if the federal government will be able to enforce such a law for now. This concludes the Wire for 1600 Zulu, March 28th, 2024.